Hi, Joe Sebastian here with Collected Poems of Wilfred Owen, English soldier who did not survive the First World War. Name of this poem is A Parable of the Old Man and the Young. So Abraham rose and clave the wood and went and took the fire with him and a knife. And as they sojourned both of them together, Isaac, the firstborn, spake, and said, My father, behold the preparations, fire and iron. But where the lamb for this burnt offering? Then Abraham bound the youth with belts and straps, and built parapets and trenches there, and stretched forth the knife to slay his son. When lo, an angel called him from out of heaven, saying, Lay not a hand upon the lad, neither do anything to him. Behold, a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. Offer the ram of pride instead of him. But the old man would not do so, but slew his son and half the young men of Europe, one by one.
I'm Julia Murph. I'm reciting a poem called The Builders by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. All are architects of fate, standing in these walls of time, some with massive deeds and great, some with ornaments of rhyme. Nothing useless is or low, each thing in its place is best, and what seems but idle show strengthens and supports the rest. For the structure that we raise, time is with materials filled. Our 2 days and our yesterdays are the blocks with which we build. Truly shape and fashion these, leave no yawning gaps between. Think not because no man sees, such things will remain unseen. In the elder days of art, builders wrought with greatest care, each minute and unseen part, for the gods see everywhere. Let us do our work as well, both the unseen and the seen. Make the house where gods may dwell, beautiful, entire, and clean. Else our lives are incomplete, standing in these walls of time, broken stairways where the feet stumble as they seek to climb. Build today, then strong and sure, with a firm and ample base, then ascending and secure shall tomorrow find its place. Thus alone can we attain to those turrets where the eye sees the world as one vast plain and one boundless reach of sky.